Hey, Marvel Maniacs, welcome to another exciting episode of Guardians of the MCU. This is episode number 272. We're recording this on August 22nd, 2022. There's a lot of twos in there this week. It's just how things happen. I'm Tim. You're joining me tonight is Sheba. Hello, Sheba.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How things up in the northern reaches?
We're good. Can't complain. Yeah. I'm still not thinking about school. My one friend messaged and I was like, hey, I'm like, we should hang out. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I think school's on Thursday. Like teachers have to go in on Thursday or maybe it's just Friday. I really don't know. I haven't checked my email since last week and I'm too scared to do so. And I'm like, it's not school yet, so don't check. And she's like, me too. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I don't feel bad because I'm like, I'm actively avoiding looking at school related things because I don't want summer to be over.
Yeah.
But I think I have to because I'm not prepared for like the school year besides the stuff that I normally have. But I don't even know what grade I'm teaching.
Yeah.
Four?
Most schools here start the first full week of September.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my wife's ramping things up for the college right now. And she's got a bunch of students arriving and all sorts of stuff going on. So it is a crazy week, certainly for her in that regard. And she's also going to be teaching a couple classes this term. So always busy stuff. And fall always ends up being very busy for me for travel, for work. For the last 2 years, it was not. This year, we are getting back into the swing of things. So I will be all over the place this fall. So it was doing a lot more travel planning today. So booking a lot of hotels, which is great because then that's points with the hotels, which then means free nights for when I vacation and life is good. So, let's see. Just a reminder to everyone, Guardians of the MCU is part of the Random Chatter Network. Please do check us out at randomchatter.com for information on all of our shows, membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Hatch Discord channel, and show merchandise from TeePublic. Before we jump into things, have you, Sheba, had a chance to talk to John? What's going on with MCU TV?
Oh, yeah, we already recorded, and I sent it to you, sent you the recording from Sunday.
You did? Oh, I didn't even know.
I did. I sent it and I said episode 53 because we recorded on Sunday morning.
Oh, fantastic. So, I will make a note to edit that then.
And next week we're a little off with scheduling because I think we're going to record on a Monday instead of the Sunday because John is busy and I have Fan Expo, the local convention here in Toronto.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be busy all weekend. So I think we're going to record at some point on Monday.
That's fine. Yeah.
So we're chugging along there. We're starting to get back into the groove of things.
I'm not going to go into full details yet. I'm hoping we should have a second episode of Guardians of the MCU this week for folks. It's been a little tough setting up an interview. We have a special guest coming on, or at least we should. She is working nights on another production right now, so communication has been a little weird, but we should be good. We should be good for later this week. We're going to record. Really excited to have her on. And I'm not going to say any more about it. But Sheba knows. And John's going to come on and join us. And it's hopefully this works out. So this will be fantastic. If it doesn't happen this week, then hopefully like maybe next week or something we can get her. Yeah. Right now we should be good to go for what we had planned. I'm just kind of waiting on the final confirmation is all. I'm excited about that. All right. So with that, we do have some stuff. So let's get on to our news. First up, Disney Plus has included She-Hulk in the suggested sections for viewing for Daredevil and for Jessica Jones. We know that we're going to see Daredevil in She-Hulk. That's already been, we've seen those visuals. But does this also mean we're going to see Jessica Jones?
I mean, I know they were saying that there was going to be a lot of cameos, so I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to, I don't want to get excited. I'm just going to, like, you know, wait it out, because we've seen where I know personally, especially with WandaVision, I got really excited speculating who our special guests were going to be. Mm-hmm. And it just ended up being Vision as White Vision. And I was like,
as himself.
Really? Yes. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've been burned before. So, I mean, when Marvel does a good cameo, they do a good cameo. I'm just going to wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
But that would be really cool if we did get to see some Jessica Jones, because they haven't really confirmed that she's going to be in anything else. As far as I remember,
they
confirmed Daredevil. Yeah. They confirmed Daredevil. They confirmed Kingpin. And there were rumors going around about Punisher, but they haven't really said anything about Jessica Jones. So
yeah,
if she does show up in this, that would be kind of really cool, because then that means that she's going to show up somewhere else.
Yeah. We've had some rumors about Jessica Jones, but nothing confirmed. We have seen, like, Kristen Ritter's hairstyle for a while, became very reminiscent of how she kept her hair for Jessica Jones.
And didn't she tag, like, the stylist that worked on Jessica Jones or
she
something?
She did at one, like, point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's like, hey, and you're like,
we're hoping.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was a throwback to this day. Kind of thing. It was just like, here you go. And you're like,
what
does that mean exactly? It wasn't a throwback. What are you trying to tell us?
So the interesting thing is that when we try to, equate MCU logistics to real world logistics, She-Hulk is primarily set in L.A. She's a West Coast Avenger. That's where she is in the comics. That's where she is in this, in the show. And so, of course, you know, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, all of the Defenders were set in New York City. So, obviously, you know, people move around. You know, they may end up in another city for something. Jessica Jones maybe travels to L.A. for a case. We see She-Hulk travels to New York similarly for a law case or something. And maybe that's how we end up getting Daredevil involved. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what John and I had actually talked about.
Good.
Yeah. Cause John was like, she's in LA. And I'm like, maybe she goes down for a case. So maybe he comes down, or maybe there's something like he comes down for a case and then something happens.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of superheroes go to different places. I mean, Spider-Man went to Italy. To Europe.
Exactly. It's not necessarily a problem. It's just one of those things that, like, not everything is set in New York City. While most characters are, not all of them are, at least among our Earthbound characters. So it can't be just a convenient run-in. There has to be something they have to set up. And of course our writers are fantastic and they know that. So they're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
So speaking of She-Hulk, the premiere has received fantastic reviews. There was some very blatant review bombing actually before the premiere over on IMDb and maybe Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. The thing is, it's like at this point, it's kind of expected. And even these the people who run these systems acknowledge it. And they just, you know, they're just like, yeah, no, it's crap. We're not going to count them.
Because the same thing happened with Ms. Marvel, and I feel like whoever's doing these things, just I would be upset with them if I wasn't incredibly just sad for them, because, like, really, that's what your life has become now. Like, even if I didn't like something, like, if I was like, way back before when, you know, they announced the Batman stuff, things like that, right? I know it's another franchise, but, like, anything like that where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like that actor and stuff, I would never review bomb anything, because I'm like, I haven't seen it, and what do I know? What if, even though I'm like, I don't know, but it ends up being the greatest thing ever. People didn't like Heath Ledger when he was the Joker, and everybody loved him after.
Yeah.
So
it's ridiculously immature. Yeah. It accomplishes absolutely nothing. I don't know why people are doing it. I don't understand.
Do they think like the people that are making these shows are going to go, oh yeah, people don't like this. You know what we're going to do? We're going to change everything and make them happy, because they're not going to do that. They're going to do whatever they, as the director, writer, actor, whatever, are going to do what they think is best for the show, not because some random person in a basement, you know,
plus the show's done. It's done. They're not changing anything. The entire production is done. There is nothing to change. So, I obviously I know you and John got a chance to talk about it on MCTV. I love this premiere. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. My wife loved it.
So good.
It was really good. It was really funny. It was really well done. They did change the origin a touch, which they actually did it in a way that made sense, because I don't think that they would have been able to stick a needle into Bruce for an infusion to ever happen. And very clearly, Bruce was like super concerned with just blood dripping on her that he definitely would not have even allowed a transfusion to take place. Exactly. I mean, maybe if it was absolutely life or death type of thing. But it totally worked. It was believable. I loved just the pace of it. I love the little vignettes that they had in it. The post credit scene was just fantastic. It was great. I mean, I'm thoroughly looking forward to this week's episode and just watching this whole thing progress. So
I told John, I didn't think Captain America's love life, besides, is he with Peggy? Is he not with Peggy? That was the extent of what I needed to know about his love life. And then when Jennifer was like, and went into like extreme rant about Captain America, I was like, huh, never even consider that. That fantastic. Didn't cross my mind until this moment.
I love the sketches that they were showing through the credits.
Yeah.
And like, one of them even had like this big like poster board thing that she did, like, trying to like, with this presentation about Steve Rogers being a virgin, where she's trying to like prove it. And it was just so good. So good. So well done.
She just went to lawyer territory and was like, here you go. Let me just prove this, even though you did not ask for this. Let me tell you this.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Let's see. Disney Plus also. Folks keeping track of the MCU timeline itself, Disney Plus has placed the series within the timeline between Moon Knight or after Moon Knight and before Ms. Marvel. So this is roughly in universe the summer of 2025, because remember, the whole Infinity War thing advanced our time a little bit. And then I guess kind of fortunately, the production delays because of the pandemic made it a little closer to real world time. But that's basically where we're at with this. Ms. Marvel being the most current thing, in that MCU timeline, I believe. I don't think there's anything placed after it. So everything like Eternals and, Doctor Strange 2 and all that came before that. Disney Plus Day. We talked about this last week, and then Eric and I actually continued the discussion. We did a random chatter episode later that night, Sheba, after you and I did Guardians of the MCU, and we talked more about the whole Disney Plus Day D23 thing, wondering why in the world there's not a Marvel Con. Seriously. I mean,
I just realized, well, not just, but I was looking through my convention, because I posted the things that I'm going to be wearing for Toronto Comic Con this weekend. And I realized everything is Disney, to the point where people are like, oh yeah, you just do Disney and Marvel. You don't do any DC stuff. And I'm like, no, I like DC. I'm a fan. Like, I just, it's lower down on the list. Like, you have to scroll down, but I'm also a fan of that. But I feel like people just are like, yeah, you just like Marvel now. And I'm like, no, I like both. I do like both. Because they're like, anytime someone's like, I don't know if you like this, but it's DC. And I'm like, do you understand how many animated movies I've watched?
Oh, sure. Totally.
Like, I am just a fan, as much as a fan of Marvel as I am of DC. But,
we have things like, Star Wars Celebration, which is fantastic. And I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I know you are as well. Yeah. The MCU has almost four times more movies than Star Wars does, at least canonically. Yet there is no Marvel Con. I don't understand.
Are they waiting for like another 10, 20 years, I guess, before they can be like, ah, time has passed now and now we can have a convention? Yeah. Or maybe because they have the D23, but then that would include Star Wars now too. So
yeah,
they should just have it. I would be down if they had a Marvel Con or Avenger Con or whatever they want to call it. Yeah. If they legit call it Avenger Con, I will show up and see. I bought the sweatshirt that she has that says Avenger Con. I will show up in that.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
And I'll just be like, I'll do a whole thing. I will do a whole thing. And very she's nice. Also Canadian, and I'm like, Iman Vellani's Canadian. I'm Canadian. Mm-hmm. Like, can make it happen. Disney,
it works.
You need it to works. Happen. I'm there. Just ask.
So just a reminder, Disney Plus Day is September 8th, which is followed immediately by D23 that weekend. Disney Plus Day, they have released, will include Thor Love and Thunder, as was expected. And it will also include Marvel Studios Assembled, the making of Thor Love and Thunder. That's there. Even though I did not like Thor Love and Thunder, I still love behind the scenes stuff, and I will absolutely be watching the Marvel Studios Assembled. I love that stuff. Beside those things, and obviously the scheduled release of She-Hulk episode 4, which that's coming out on Thursdays. Disney Plus Day is a Thursday. So that lines up. That is all that is scheduled, at least right now, that's been released publicly for MCU stuff for Disney Plus Day. I'm bored. She-Hulk episode 4 was going to happen with or without this.
Right.
So I'm kind of pushing that aside in this discussion.
Right.
We expected Thor: Love and Thunder was going to come out. Kind of the Marvel Studios Assembled thing really didn't even come to mind for me, but I'm glad that's coming out, and I'm really excited about the one that they're doing for the behind the scenes thing they're doing for Kenobi.
They have Pinocchio coming out.
Yeah,
that's not Marvel. I mean,
and it doesn't really excite me. So it's like there's two things coming out for Disney Plus Day, which they also release these behind the scenes things without Disney Plus Day anyway. So it's like they're basically just taking advantage of timing of, oh, here's all the things we're offering you. Well, no, these are things that would have come out anyway. Like,
right. I feel like Disney Plus Day makes sense when you don't have D23, but you have D23. You have a whole weekend of stuff that you can show
but
us.
Last year, they didn't have D23 and Disney Plus Day sucked.
No, I know. last year, I was just like, okay, it's the first time they're doing it. They're going to learn, hopefully, and be like, all right, you know what? It was a bit of a miss in certain things. We've got to fix it. And we release things and people were excited about that, but let's make it a little bit better. Yeah. But this year they have D23. So you don't even I guess maybe that's why they're just like, here's the stuff we're releasing. And then they're going to show us big, juicier, meatier, interesting things during D23. I mean, obviously it's not going to be maybe as big as Comic-Con was, I guess, even though it's weird because it's Disney's own thing, so they should have saved some of the good juicy stuff for D23. But I guess, they're like, more people attend Comic-Con than they do. I mean, a lot of people attend D23, but I guess more people, more besides just Disney fans, like, will go to Comic-Con, I guess. I don't know. So maybe that's why they released more then. I'm not really sure. But it would have been nice to see some, like, I mean, again, it hasn't happened yet, so who knows what's going to actually happen. But it would be nice. I mean, if they're not giving us a lot for Disney Plus Day, I'm hoping that they'll give us something interesting on D23 weekend, because then they can just be like, hey, it's Disney Plus Day because we released a lot of things, and here's a few random other things, but this is all the cool stuff we're doing, and it's during D23. So who knows?
Yeah. Excuse me. Let's see. Nightmare. We talked about Nightmare at one point months ago, when there was a lot of speculation for Doctor Strange 2. And actually, it's one of those things. I'd love to take some time when I have a few minutes to do something like this and go back through some of our show notes and see what predictions and rumors were actually accurate. Because I mean, there were a lot of rumors for Spider-Man, and a lot of those actually came true. Mm-hmm. There were a ton of rumors for Doctor Strange 2, and I'm pretty sure that we did not hit all those.
Like, no, we definitely didn't.
There were tons of them of like, oh my gosh, this character is going to appear, and this character, and this character, and this character, and like, because I remember talking about both movies in the same context, both Spider-Man, No Way Home, and Doctor Strange 2, like, you can't possibly cram so many characters into a movie and have a viable storyline.
Right,
And kudos to them. They absolutely pulled it off for Spider-Man. And it never, I mean, yes, we did get like why is the name left me?
Which
the,
one?
The group of people.
Oh, the, Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Thank you. We did get the Illuminati. So like, yes, there were some of them. Story wise, they had a significant part, but in terms of the movie itself, they really didn't have a big part. I'm pretty sure that there were some that we didn't get, but anyhow, I do remember us talking about Nightmare, at one point, because we talked about Nightmare, which then equated to, Sleepwalker, which is an old comic book favorite character of mine. And, you know, I remember talking about that and making that connection. So Nightmare was rumored to appear in Doctor Strange 2 at one point. It actually was officially planned. Scott Derrickson, who was the original director for Doctor Strange 2, folks remember Scott Derrickson was the director of the first Doctor Strange movie. He was invited to come back for the second one. There was a creative differences type of situation between him and the studio, as well as the original writer. And I can't remember the name of the original writer. So Derrickson and the writer left, and then things changed. But the concept artist, Ryan De Silva, did release some of the art that they were putting together early on for Doctor Strange 2 that did involve Nightmare. So, and of course, you know, while we didn't get Nightmare in this, it doesn't mean that we're, you know,
exactly
not necessarily going to get him in something else. So we may very well.
And like, Kevin Feige is obviously he's consulted in a lot of these things, so it's not like they changed the writing, directing, or the direction of this movie and he went, yep, everything else that we were talking about is never going to happen again. I'm sure he was like, cool, we're going to change it up a little bit, this makes more sense to do this, this, and this, and then we're going to save that and bring that in this this movie or show later on.
Yeah.
And I'm almost certain that, you know, that GIF of what's it called? The guy from It's Always Sunny, and he's got like, you know, all the pictures and everything, it looks like that crime scene photo where like all
strings
and stuff. Yep. So that, I feel like it's Charlie Day anyways, but that guy, I feel like that's Kevin Feige's office, or at least at home. He has a board that looks like that with all of the movies and shows and everything.
Oh, totally.
And it makes no sense to anybody else, but it makes absolute sense to him.
Oh, I believe it. I totally believe that.
And anytime he has to change something, he goes, okay, whoop, and then takes one of the pins and moves it to a different side and then rearranges and goes, done, figured it out.
He probably has this, it's in his office, and he has a bookshelf that's on a hinge with a secret latch.
Yeah.
So anyone who comes into his office, they only see the bookshelf. But when he has to go to this whole, you know, mind map thing, he hits a button and the bookshelf swings open, and then there that is there. Maybe I've been in Kevin Feige's office and I've seen this. I cannot confirm or deny that, but
exactly. You know, no one will ever know.
No one will ever know except Kevin.
Yeah.
So let's see. All right. What else? Secret Invasion, which is slated to release next spring. Is reported to have wrapped the reshoots. So basically at this point, it is all post-production stuff. They're going to do whatever voiceover stuff they have to. They're going to do their special effects work and their editing and all that stuff. And that's pretty much on par. I mean, we are almost into fall. So, you know, puts it a couple seasons ahead of time. And that matches up pretty well. And in terms of Disney Plus series, we did mention this when we talked about San Diego Comic-Con and all the announcements that came out of San Diego Comic-Con. there was one thing that was really like very noticeably absent from all the things that Kevin Feige was talking about. And that was Armor Wars. And mm-hmm. I remember, you know, Eric and I even mentioned that with basically like, you know, looking through our timeline. If people could see our show notes, we have everything timelined out in terms of all the upcoming shows, all the upcoming movies, that kind of stuff. Things that are confirmed, things that are rumored, empty dates that don't have anything attached to them yet, all that stuff. And as I'm going through those and, you know, oh, here's this change and this update from San Diego Comic-Con and all that stuff. Armor Wars was the thing just kind of left floating there that like, wait a minute, Armor Wars was never mentioned. So fans online have questioned both Don Cheadle, who obviously plays War Machine and Rhodey, and Yasser Lester, who is the writer who's working on Armor Wars. Fans separately approached the two of them. Both of them did confirm, yes, Armor Wars is still happening. So it is still on the slate. It just mm-hmm. simply wasn't on Kevin's agenda. Maybe it's going to be talked about next month at D23. We can only hope. And if it doesn't make it there, basically New York City Comic Con is the last major bastion of you know, in terms of venues for announcements for the year. And that happens later on in the fall. So
yeah. And New York Comic Con gets quite a bit, because I remember when I went to San Diego Comic Con in 2019, there were so many things that I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then all of a sudden, New York Comic Con was like, here, even more. And I was like, what?
That's yeah. rude. Oh, it's amazing. So, it's amazing.
I know.
Well, so they have to sprinkle excited. It out. Yeah.
Yeah. I was excited, but I was also like, rude, because there are certain things they're like, we only showed the audience. I'm like, okay, but what? Like yeah. that? Rude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see too, but I was just being grumpy about it. But so yeah, it's if they don't show it at D23, absolutely New York Comic Con. I'm hoping it would be D23, but then I guess they also kind of want to save something for New York Comic Con, and yeah. D23 has so many things. They've got Star Wars, Disney stuff, Pixar stuff. There's like so much that if they don't do too much Marvel, I don't think anybody's going to be like, how dare you? Like, Marvel fans will be like, we didn't see anything Marvel. But well, I think everyone like, else.
I mean, in last week we talked about D23 and mm-hmm. Marvel is in the same panel with Lucasfilm and with 20th yeah. Century Studios. And right. it's an hour and a half long panel. So the law of averages, they're each going to get a half hour apiece.
Yeah.
You know, might Marvel Studios swing 40 minutes out of it? Sure, maybe. But still, you know, that's not a whole lot of time. And that is all they are getting through the entire convention, mm-hmm. at least in terms of announcement space and that kind of thing. So, but I mean, that said, I mean, we may very well get something. And, you know, I'm sure they have it all planned out. They obviously know what they're going to be giving us next month for D23. They know what they're going to give us later on for New York City Comic Con. It's all panned out here. One final thing on Don Cheadle is that he is also expected to be in Secret Invasion. Of course, as Rhodey, as War Machine. So that's it. That's all we have here for news this week on Guardians of the MCU. As I mentioned, hopefully we will have a second episode coming out for you this week. But we do also have an episode of MCU TV coming out covering the premiere of She-Hulk. Yep. So I will have that release somewhere about when this episode of Guardians, this episode that we're in right now, is released. I'll do those edits probably early tomorrow morning and get those up and out. And that's that. So
keep your eye pretty much on Discord and or individual Instagram, I guess,
mm-hmm.
And
Twitter
to find out if that extra episode is being released. So that way, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, folks. Well, thanks very much for joining us for this week's news episode. Of course, come on back next week for another news episode covering all the stuff on the MCU. Take care.